actual wine tastings without somebody in the studio with some lovely crystal wine glasses. Instead, we've got paper cups. But, you know, listen, we have to get by as best we can.
Exactly, and it's funny, I've got cups as well. They're very practical, if not very romantic.
Yes. Now, I mean, I'm often one of those people that complains about, you know, this, you know, hamburger day or something like that, but I'm very happy to celebrate Sauvignon Blanc Day because I'm a big fan of Sauvignon Blanc, and of course New Zealand is very much one of the great homes of it.
Absolutely. It's particularly the Marlborough, which is in the northern end of Southern Ireland. It's a spiritual home, one of the best places on the planet for this particular variety.
Yes, and what have we got today to taste and to enjoy?
Right, three wines. Well, obviously, probably no brainer. We're going to start with Lawson's Dry Hills Sauvignon Blanc, which is obviously the benchmark style. And then the what I thought would be interesting to do white, rosé, and red. So,
yeah.
As well as Sauvignon Blanc in the area, they're growing very successfully Pinot Noir, which is a black grape that makes red wine, but it also makes very good rosé. So,
it's one of my current favourites. I discovered Pinot Noir probably about, I don't know, maybe 2 years ago, and I didn't know too much about it, but I'm learning more and more as the time goes by. And it's a beautiful wine to drink because it's quite light, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's not too tannic, not too heavy, but it's still got plenty of oomph and fruit and character. It's a very good summer drinking.
Yes,
and actually serve it cool on a summer's day.
I was going to say, are you one of those who says put the red wine in the fridge by all means?
Yeah, absolutely. And particularly if the ambient temperature's high. You know, we've had obviously in April, but you know, if it goes on like this, it might be a very good summer indeed. And you know, you want to enjoy red wine in the summer. Why not? And just cool it down 20 minutes in the fridge, and it's lovely.
Very nice. Okay, well, you might have heard me just unscrewing the Lawson's Dry Hills, so shall I pour a little bit out into my first cup?
Yep, I've got them already here, so you've got the Sauvignon Blanc there.
Yes, I have.
Right, well, Sauvignon Blanc is the biggest grape in the region. It makes this highly individual style. Lawson's Dry Hills generally make most of it. There's no oak in here. There's a tiny bit of oak. Marcus Wright, the winemaker, gives it about 7% in old French barrels, just for a bit of texture and volume. But it's all about fresh, unbridled fruit flavours. And above all, as you probably notice now, if you stick your nose in the cup, even in an unromantic cup, you get a real waft of green fruit.
Yes. I'm afraid I'm not one of those people that's at all self-conscious. I'm quite the reverse.
I'm not either, because I try a lot of wine, so I'm very happy to sort of fire away on this. And I say, a lot of it is personal to you, and you must never feel, you know, sort of self-conscious of that. If you smell or taste something that comes to you, that's your choice, and hopefully you like it. So
yes, absolutely.
I'm also getting like pink grapefruit and passion fruit.
Yes. And yes, it's quite tart, isn't it?
Yeah, now you see, if you sip it, it's what we would say is crisp, it's very refreshing, it's very lively, zesty almost.
Yes.
And you get that slightly asparagus or just note as well as all the bold fruit flavours that come through, very citric, but as you say, green fruits, gooseberry.
Yeah.
And I get a bit of passion fruit as well, you know, when the old passion fruit shrivels and...
Yes.
I love it.
That's really lovely. Before we do the next one, tell us a bit about the event tomorrow, 8 p.m. on Zoom. How does that work?
Right, it's with Wine Trust 100, and the Zooms, I mean, I'm getting used to Zoom. I think a lot of us are getting
used. We are, yeah. Well, a lot of people are never going to go back to work properly. They're just going to stay home and do everything on Zoom.
Well, isn't it interesting? I think a lot of things go unfolded this week. It's going to become these sort of things are going to become the new norm, and, you know, there's no reason why we can't do more wine tasting.
Right.
Zoom, but I'm basically hosting it, so my ugly mug will be on the screen, and then people join in and they can see me. I'm taking them through actually six wines tomorrow.
Okay.
You're having a sample of three of those six wines, and then I'm basically going to introduce and tell them a bit more about Lawson's Dry Hills in detail about the producer, who, and I've worked with them for 25 years, so I know them very well, and we then go through the six wines. A bit more in detail about them, obviously, because it's going to be longer about it. And then I take questions from them, which they mail in, you know, food and wine pairings, that's, you know, and interesting, obviously, in their reaction. Wine Trust are also doing a very special 6-pack offer cases and 12-pack offer case on the Lawson's wine. So if I can at the end, I'll give you the www.
Yes.
Address just to
sure.
Me
off. Let's do that. Well, let's do the next one. Should we do the pink Pinot next?
Yeah. Now this is interesting because this is also from Pinot Noir.
Right.
Now if you squeeze the juice if you squeeze the juice of a wine grape, the juice is actually water white. There's no colour in it at all. So if you want to get colour into a wine, you have to macerate it with the skins. You have to drop the skins. And then the nearest analogy I can give is like making a big pot of tea.
Okay.
You know, when you put the water in and chuck the leaves in, or the tea bag, and that leaches the colour out. So obviously, if you want to make a deep coloured red, you leave the skins in contact for quite some time. It could be like 2 or 3 weeks. Mm. If you're going to make a rosé, which this is, Lawson's Dry Hills give it about 48 hours.
Okay.
And it just, this really nice, attractive pink colour.
Yes, it's not too dark, is it?
No, it's not too dark, and the fashion these days is to have to drink paler rosés.
Yes.
You know, and they look.
I must say, I do prefer a paler one.
Yeah, they do, and they look, you know, and again, it's a bit of a no-brainer, but they're wonderful summer drinking, and very, you know, sitting outside on patio, hot summer's day, or, you know, and just such a lovely, easy, popping wine. And I don't know what fruit, are you getting any particular, I get a particular fruit smell. I just wondered what you were getting, Mike, on it.
It's hard. I'm not getting any one particular fruit. I'm sort of. I mean, it's less fruity than the Sauvignon Blanc. It seems to me.
Sauvignon Blanc is incredibly aromatic and fruity. The one I sort of get like strawberries.
Strawberry, yes, yeah.
It's not as aromatic, but you get more on the.
No, funnily enough, I'm finding myself having to kind of breathe in more to smell it better. You know, because the first one was so had such a great nose. This one's slightly less so.
Yeah, and this is not. This is often, you know, giving when you have a glass of wine. I mean, of whatever one, you know, give it a good sniff. And some wines just naturally, some grape varieties are more aromatic of those. Some are more about the flavours on your palate, and others are more sort of about the perfume.
It's a lovely flavour, I must say, very pleasant.
Very soft, and it's dry rosé.
Mm.
Again, very good with summer foods. Just to mention as well, quickly hopping back to the Sauvignon Blanc. Sauvignon Blanc, not unsurprisingly, works pretty well. We're now in the English asparagus season.
Yes.
Try it with asparagus. It works an absolute treat.
Oh, good, because I'm going to make a little asparagus dish for my... I've got to do an MG Kitchen podcast. I'm going to make a little asparagus thing that I do with olive oil, lemon and Parmesan cheese. It's really good.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, I mean, it's not easy to find a wine to go with asparagus, and the Sauvignon does. This one, you know, this is a good quaffing wine, this pink rosé. As you can see, it's got this very... mandala, you know, individual label. It's meant to be not taken too seriously.
Yes.
But the wine's not frivolous either. It's 100% Pinot Noir. Comes from a single vineyard block that Lawson's own, and they predetermined to make it as a rosé. The whole Pinot Noir is grown here solely from this vineyard to be used to make a rosé. And I think it's a lovely, dry, modern, fresh, fruity, sort of strawberry fruit.
Well, we're nearly out of time, so I'm just pouring a little tiny bit of the Pinot Noir into another cup, finally. So let's have a go at that before we let you go.
Yeah, thank you.
Not at all. Oh, that's very rich, isn't it? That's lovely.
Lovely. And this one, again, you should get tree fruit. So some people call it forest fruits, mixture of red and black berries.
Very
again,
berries, yeah.
And, Mike, it's not too tannic, it's not too heavy. It's got a really nice sort of lilting flavour.
Mm.
Without some volume and richness to it. Very good with lighter meats, roasted vegetables. Goes really well with lamb in particular.
Right.
And I think it's one of those reds where if you, as a drinker, you're not particularly into anything too oaky or toothy, but you're quite interested in trying red. This is just the sort. Pinot Noir, particularly.
Perfect.
The Marlborough style works extremely well for you.
Brilliant stuff. Well, listen, Nick, thank you so much. That's basically the Lawson's Pink Pinot, the Pinot Noir Reserve, and the Sauvignon Blanc from Lawson's Dry Hills. Tell us where they can find Wine Trust's website.
Thank you, Richard. Obviously, the www.winetrust100, the 100 being up in the figures, .co.uk. Winetrust100.co.uk. And everything comes up straight away on the homepage, including the details about the Zoom event. And if you just scroll down, you'll see the 6 and 12 pack offers as well. And then, obviously, you hit browse all, you can see all the wines on them. They followed Lawson's from the moment they started, so they're very loyal followers and supporters, and I enjoy working with them.
Good stuff. Nick, thank you very much indeed. Tremendous, beautiful wines, wonderful stuff. I'll be drinking them a little bit later on. Right now, though, Ian Collins is coming after 1 o'clock, and I'm sorry, Ian, to be drinking wine to...
I think you absolutely should apologise.